listen to it all.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Spec Pod the Cast, the internet's number one Spec Ops the Line podcast. I'm your host Kyle. As usual, we're going to be talking a lot about Spec Ops the Line. It's pretty much the best game. This week we've got an exclusive interview with the lead developer of Spec Ops the Line, little Jimmy Mitchell. We're going to be asking him, you know, stuff like, why are niggers so gay? And like, who has cooties? And how much of his fist he can fit in his mouth at once. So stay tuned for Spec Ops the Line. Just kidding, everybody. It's me, Kyle. I just had a terrible thought. Ha ha ha. I gotcha. Orion's not here. It's one of those weeks, which seems like it's every other week now. Yeah, Orion's not here today. He sent me an email a little bit before he should have been here, and he's like, oh man, I just got out of work. They held me over. I got up at like 6 this morning. I'm tired. I think it'd be better if I just didn't show up. I mean, I'd be falling asleep during the show, which, fair enough. But it's the worst excuse he's given so far. like before, once it was, oh, my wife just had a baby. A couple times it was the snow. Once it was Aldi, his baby mama's sick. This time it's just, I'm tired. But whatever. So it's just me this week. I did get some volunteers to co-host the show with me, and they are not currently on the line, but I'm going to call them. It's a couple of bros, Conrad and Luke. They're sitting naked on each other's laps. One, I imagine, is inserted firmly in the other one, kind of like Legos with the little nubs on the top and how they fit into each other. I imagine that's how these bros are. So you need a special tool to separate them, or else you could use your teeth, but then you could break your teeth and it's just a whole mess. So I'm going to call them now. Oh, wow. I need to disable these Skype sounds. Hey, bros.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning. What time zone are you in?
We're in the same time zone as you.
Yeah.
Except an hour different.
Good morning.
It's 11:30 right here.
It's my general greeting.
Wait, did you just say you're in the same time zone as me,
yeah,
except an hour different?
That I'm not an idiot.
Oh, guys, are you excited about this exclusive interview we've got lined up with the developer of Spec Ops the Line?
I'm so excited my dick could cut diamonds.
You guys ever play Spec Ops the Line? It makes me so hard.
I have not had the pleasure.
No.
When I'm killing those skooks.
Nice.
A tear, not even semen, a tear dribbles out the end of my dick.
Just one?
Just a single tear of joy, and it glistens in the sun, even when I'm wearing pants.
Is that every time you play, or just the first time you play?
No, every single time.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Spec Ops the Line, you guys. So, you guys are brothers.
Yes.
How old are you fellows? I'm sure I've asked one or both of you this before, because you've been on before, but...
I'm 21 here.
And I'm 19.
So, who's... Was that Luke first?
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah.
I'm 21.
Luke's 21. Conrad is 19.
Yeah.
So, Luke and Conrad, what makes you boys think you're going to be good co-hosts?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, then why'd you volunteer?
It sounded adventurous.
It sounded adventurous. You guys are doing the whole Jim Carrey yes man thing. Yeah. Except I didn't ask. I never asked. The idea behind that is when somebody asks you to do something, you just say yes. But nobody asked this time.
Nobody asked. I just volunteered.
You guys are really proactive about this whole yes man thing.
It felt right, Brian.
It felt right.
You guys should probably rob a bank then. Nobody's asking you to do that either.
Right. Well, actually, as soon as we're done with the podcast, we're going to rob the bank.
That was the plan. Thanks. Now the cops are going to know.
Fucking Kyle.
Okay. Well, I won't say anything.
Okay.
I am not a snitch. Snitches get stitches.
Better watch that Bames kid. I bet he might.
Fucking Bames.
So, guys.
He doesn't care about the money.
What's been on your minds lately, fellas? What really grinds your gears?
North Korea.
North Korea, huh? Tell me about North Korea.
That's the best place to live.
I don't feel like doing a show tonight. You guys do the show. Tell me about North Korea.
Well, they're making their general death threats, which aren't really going to amount to anything.
That little fat Asian guy?
Yeah, that little fat Asian guy. They're the kid on the playground that, like, talks shit, but if you started something with them, they'd just cry.
That's the country that has the little fat Asian guy that is in all the Reddit pictures saying he wants to eat stuff, right?
Yeah.
He's like, can I eat this? Can I eat this? Can I eat this?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's always like a wall or a basketball or something?
Or a tank.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like saying, hey, guys, you want some missiles? Because I'm going to send them to you up the ass.
He wants to start some shit, but it's not going to happen.
Do you think he's just trying to make his dead daddy proud?
I think he is.
Yeah. Either that or he's trying to get us to jump the gun. And
I don't understand. Do you think he's going to, like, call up Dennis Rodman and tell him to leave the country before he does it?
I think he thought Dennis Rodman was Barack Obama.
That could be. Yeah, because Dennis Rodman went to North Korea. How does that even happen? Like, can you just...
I don't know. Like, they call up Dennis Rodman. Hey, you want to go talk to North Korea?
I couldn't just go to North Korea if I wanted to, could I? Could I just book a flight to North Korea?
Maybe you could try. I don't think it works.
I don't think I could. So, like, how does Dennis Rodman...
Oh, he was invited?
Sure, but, like, how does that work? I mean, I guess Dennis Rodman is rich, and so is... Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un. I don't know.
But, like, well, does a North Korean plane just kind of show up at some private airstrip and like...
In Canada.
Dennis Rodman meets them there and gets on the plane? Like, how do you get a hold of Dennis Rodman in the first place? Did some North Korean guy make a really long-distance call to his publicist or something and say, hey, we would like for Dennis Rodman to come out? Or did Dennis Rodman make the first move? Anyway, I think that's great that Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un are friends.
Best buddies.
I think that's good. I think all we need to do is just tail Dennis Rodman. And if we see him book any flights out of the country, then we know we're about to be under attack.
Of course.
That's a great idea.
Oh, okay. He's a fan of American basketball. Kim Jong-un.
That makes it make sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just trust the random people in the chat.
So, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything else about North Korea that I should know? I like to stay informed.
No. Just make sure you crawl under your desk if you see a large flash. Cover your head.
Okay. Would you guys like to hear a song?
I would love to hear a song.
This is not a song that I made. This is a song, I think I may have mentioned it a very long time ago, and I just found it in my closet. It's on a cassette tape, so it's going to sound real weird, and it would have sounded weird anyway.
What's a cassette tape?
I know. I'll have to explain it for people like Fleenus and Conrad and Distrag.
I had a tape deck in my car before I totaled it.
Yeah. Do you ever put
That's
anything in it?
Ask me after the song. I'll share that.
Oh, I bet it's great. So my uncle, who I've mentioned before, he died of leukemia when I was in like sixth grade. But my uncle used to be kind of used to fancy himself a musician. And he in like the 80s and early 90s, he had all this audio equipment in his basement and he would just go down there and make music. And I wish I had video. He used to kind of I think he had like a. Like an alter ego, kind of like David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust, if that means anything to you young kids these days.
Yeah,
it does.
Because I know I saw a video of him, like it was shot on VHS, but it was like a music video he did to one of his songs, and he was like wearing a sparkly purple wig.
Himself?
What?
Did he like clip it together and edit it and stuff?
I'm pretty sure he did, which was quite a feat back then. He had a shit ton of equipment. He never got signed to any labels or anything, but he would just do this shit on his own, which back then was a big deal. Not many people were doing this. He had like a home recording studio in his basement.
Recording studios are expensive.
And I've got like four tapes of his music. And there's one song in particular that I want to play for everybody. And I hooked up a tape player to the mixer and it was doing weird stuff like speeding up and slowing down when I tried to play it earlier when I was setting it up. So it might be doing that, but I'm going to try to play it. I think you're going to like it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I may have to adjust the volume too.
Mm-hmm. you're lost in this crazy heat. I need some rest, there's something to eat. Here I am with a message of light. The dogs of darkness I will fight.
The dogs of darkness.
Life in the year 2000, will you stay with me? Life in the year 2000, will you stay with me?
Okay, now just in case you didn't catch it, could you guys hear that okay through the Skype?
Yeah.
The chorus. The chorus of the song is Life in the Year 2000.
Wow.
Life in the Year 2000. Will you stay with me? I love it. I love it because I think this was recorded in 1987. So the year 2000 was
a long time away from that.
It was kind of far away, but it wasn't really that far away. And I think it's so funny that back then, anything after the year 2000 sounded like a million years from now. Like Back to the Future, I mean, everybody's talking about it kind of now on the internet because it's an obvious thing. But like Back to the Future 2, it took place in what, 2015?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's goddamn hoverboard.
Flying cars, hoverboards, holograms, all kinds of crazy shit. Self-adjusting shoes and self-drying jackets and things. All this shit that we obviously don't have, and that if you really had stopped and thought about it at the time, you would have probably known we wouldn't have had it. And it's so funny because you pick a time that, like, we're going to get there and see how wrong you were.
Yes.
And my uncle is dead. He died of leukemia, but he didn't know he was going to die of leukemia. He should have assumed that he that he was going to make it.
Probably didn't write it down on his planner, like, fuck, when am I going to die from that?
He should have assumed he was going to make it to the year 2000, and
yeah.
And I wish I believed in ghosts, and I could conjure him up so I could ask him how he feels about that song now.
That's the only reason that you want to believe in ghosts.
Yes, that's the only reason. Maybe Mindy can help me out with that. I'm going to play a little bit more of this tune. Here we go. You guys hear that breathing in and out?
Yeah, sexy.
Abandoned in the back, left apart from the crowd, lifting away in silent approach. Speeches and awe, the last delight, caught in a blaze of uncertain fright.
Can you see what I am saying? Listen instead of running off. Nothing sacred on the street at night.
Why didn't he get signed? His voice is great.
Sorry, what was that?
Why didn't he get signed? His voice was great.
Nothing sacred on the streets at night. I love how sincere it is and how little sense it makes. Like, I have no idea what the song's actually about.
Was he into drugs at all?
I don't think so. Although him and my dad are both kind of crazy, or were, I guess, because my uncle's dead. But I need to keep saying he's dead. Because like my dad believes in some crazy shit, and I kind of didn't know it as a kid. But I did know that my uncle was into like his own weird brand of Christianity.
All right.
I didn't know anything about it. I just knew that he was a Christian, but he didn't follow any particular faith, and he had like his own version of it, and I still don't know anything about it, but I know it was a little nutty. Well,
it's his personal thoughts,
I guess, but I mean, when you're basing it on the Bible, it kind of isn't.
Yeah, I suppose.
But so they were both a little nutty, and I mean, my uncle would put on a purple sparkly woman's wig and some woman's clothes and dance around like David Bowie. I know this one, I think it was probably the same music video. He shot most of it in his basement, and he wanted it to look futuristic. So he pulled a vacuum cleaner, one of those like big shop vacs that are on wheels.
Yeah.
He pulled it around the room, and he wanted it to look like a droid, like R2-D2 rolling around the room. because he wanted it to be futuristic. I remember, I thought that shit was so cool when I was a kid. I really did. I did you like that breakdown where it's like spoken word?
Spoken word is my favorite.
I don't know what that was about. I really have no idea what this song is about. But life in the year 2000, will you stay with me?
Like, put that on the side. I need a new ringtone.
I'm imagining it getting like the year 2000 is going to be all Blade Runner-y and stuff's going to shit. And like the whole world is falling apart. And will you stay with me through these hard times? You know, all the replicants running around and shit. It's gonna be a crazy world, and it's gonna be a lot of pressure on you. Are you gonna stay with me? I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know. You guys want to hear more of it? There's more.
There's more.
Go ahead. Yeah. There's always more.
The dead are lost in their own defeat. Life in the year 2000. Will you stay with me? Life in the year 2000. Will you stay with me? Life in the year 2000. Will you stay with me? Life in the year 2000.
Oh, it's pained at the end. With me. This, if I had written this song, I would be terribly embarrassed. And I hope my cousins don't hear this and think I'm shitting all over their dad. I liked my uncle a lot. I thought he was a cool dude. But I feel this way about most music. Like, even stuff that I like when it's serious, I imagine myself writing it and just being horribly embarrassed. Because it all sounds so... Anytime you write a serious song, it just sounds so goofy to me. So pretentious.
Try hard.
Like I can't imagine sitting down and writing, you know, Life in the Year 2000, Will You Stay With Me? The dead are lost in their own defeat and thinking, this is gold. I've done it.
And actually singing it.
And then singing it all pained like that. I've tried to do some serious songs in the past. I don't really do it anymore because I always feel like an ass at the end of it. I don't know how people do it. I really don't have any idea how people do it. Are you guys musically inclined at all?
No.
You guys play the oboe or the clarinet or anything?
Skin flute.
The skin flute.
Yeah, oh, skin flute, man. The skin flute, huh? That means penis.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, I sing. That's about it.
You sing?
I sing.
You in a band?
No.
What kind of stuff do you sing?
Whatever's on the radio.
Whatever's on the radio, really, yeah.
So bunch Nickelback.
Bunch of pushy shit that you'd pick on. I'm not going to fucking tell you.
Oh, come on. I was playing Blink-182 earlier, and Bames was picking on me.
No, it's like, I don't
like
even know.
Like new age.
Like alternative stuff.
Like, think of the crappiest.
Like what, Black Hole Sun?
You've ever heard?
It's not crappy.
Times five.
Like,
and that's what he likes.
Little Green Cars, Ben Folds.
Oh, Ben Folds.
Yeah.
Bitches Ain't Shit.
Yeah.
That's a Ben Folds original, right?
Haley Bonner.
Do me a little Bitches Ain't Shit. Do me a little Bitches Ain't Shit.
Bitches Ain't Shit.
I don't know that, man. I don't know it.
Bitches Ain't Shit, but Hoes and Tricks.
Well, I know that.
Well?
They aren't.
Yeah.
No, you've never... Have you never heard that song?
I've heard it a couple of times, but I haven't got out of my way.
Cannot remember it off the top of my head.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But you've listened to other Ben Folds stuff?
Yeah. Like, Do It Anyway.
You're listening to the wrong stuff.
I know. That's why I said I didn't want to tell you.
You're doing it wrong. Do you feel bad now about yourself?
I might have to go do some blow and kill myself. I don't know.
Yeah? You need some counseling, you think?
Probably.
Well, you guys want to talk about transgendered people?
Of course.
I just had a conversation about a transgendered person earlier today.
Was it mean?
No, I got yelled at for making a transgender joke with the wrong person.
What did you say?
What
did you say? What was the joke?
Now you can't remember.
I don't even fucking. I just said something about LGBT and.
Sounds like a sandwich, right, guys?
Yeah, it's a good sandwich. I like to refer to them as a bacon, lettuce, tomato group. BLTs.
I was making fun of that joke.
Yeah.
So, but you don't remember what you said.
I don't remember exactly what I said, but the person stopped me and was like, there's someone in my family who is transgender, and that's kind of not funny.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? I don't care who's in your family. Your family members are crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I do kind of want to talk about transgendered people.
All right, go ahead.
Let's go.
Because I saw, I've mentioned boingboing.net before. It's a blog where they post just interesting stuff they saw around the internet recently. A lot of times I'll see something on Reddit, and then like a day or two later I'll see it on Boing Boing.
So it's like a slow Reddit.
Kinda, but I do see stuff on Boing Boing that I don't see on Reddit.
Okay. Well, you should repost it, dude. Get all that free karma.
Yeah. Okay. But so I saw this thing, and this kind of stuff, it always kind of like triggers some kind of switch in me that just makes me irritated. I saw this headline on Boing Boing. It said, "Transgender teacher kills self after Daily Mail columnist Richard Littlejohn denounces her." And I just knew that this was going to be like, this guy denounced this Daily Mail columnist. This guy wrote an article denouncing this tranny, and she killed herself, and it's all his fault. What an asshole. I just knew that was what it was going to be.
Oh, no.
And that's what flips the fucking switch for me.
That's stupid. That's that person being sensitive.
Well, okay. So the Boing Boing post says, "Lucy Meadows was a teacher, born male. Lucy transitioned to female later in life, a process that was supported by her employers. Writing at the Daily Mail, one of Britain's largest circulation newspapers, Richard Littlejohn publicly denounced her in terms usually reserved for child abusers. Not long afterward, Meadows killed herself."
What?
The Daily Mail took down the article upon Meadows' death, but here it is at archive.org. Okay, so so the article, I pulled up the actual article, and I'll read it to you here. It says, "Look, it can't be much fun being a woman trapped in a man's body. Believe me, ladies, there are times when it's not exactly a bundle of laughs being a man trapped inside a man's body. Am I right, fellas?" It doesn't say, "Am I right, fellas?" "So I have every sympathy for the 400 or so people a year who opt for gender reassignment surgery to put themselves out of their misery. I don't even have any problem with sex change operations being carried out on the NHS, which is, you know, the universal healthcare thing in Britain.
Right.
Provided it's a genuine medical necessity and not a lifestyle choice." Now, I don't know what that means. Then he says transsexuals pay taxes, too. I don't know what that means. When would it be a genuine medical necessity? The only time I can think of would be, like, if you have a baby and it's hermaphrodite. And that's not really a sex change operation. That's like just eliminating one set of genitals.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, that might be it.
I mean, if you believe it's possible for it to be a genuine medical necessity, I would think that you wouldn't make the distinction. Like, nobody wanders into the doctor's office to get gender reassignment surgery on a whim, like they're getting a tattoo of their girlfriend's name because they're wasted.
Most places will make you, like, live as a year for a year as the other gender.
Yeah, I know there's, like, a whole process involved. You have to get all kinds of counseling and stuff, and then you got to go, before you do the actual surgery stuff, you got to be on hormones and shit. Like, it's not, you can't just wander in and do it. So I don't know what this distinction is in his mind between a genuine medical necessity and a lifestyle choice. But so he's saying, you know, I don't even care if you use the state funded healthcare to get one. So far, this is not like terribly anti-tranny.
Right.
School teacher Nathan Upton, 32, says he always knew he was born into the wrong sex, yet he married and fathered a child, now aged 3. It was only fairly recently that he decided to go public with his inner turmoil. Now, everybody knows how I feel about people having kids.
It's a bad idea.
And it's not that I have no sympathy for this guy, but if you think I hate people having kids, imagine how I feel about a person having a kid to, like, cover up the lie he's living. Like, what a stupid fucking reason to have a kid.
Well, I'm stuck in this lie now. Might as well have a kid.
Yep, gotta keep it going. The first indications came when he began growing his cropped hair and dyeing it purple. He started turning up for class wearing pink nail varnish and sparkly headbands. I can't believe he got away with that. Like, you guys went robot. God damn it. God damn it. You know, when I...
Are we back yet?
No, what? You're not going to be back. I'm going to have to restart the whole fucking stream. But when I got the new hard drive from Shakiro, I don't know if you're a new listener, my hard drive was failing, and listener Shakiro, who is a very nice boy, sent me a new hard drive, and I swapped it out, and for like the first day, I didn't go robot at all, and I was like, did this fix it somehow? Was there some weird setting going on in my old hard drive that was fucking it up? And I was ecstatic, and it turns out, nope, it was just being nice to me for a day. This robot thing has got to stop. You know, I feel terrible because people keep sending me shit. Like, I don't feel terrible about people sending me shit, but I feel like I'm encouraging it, and I'm gonna get to the point where it's like, send me things, I deserve it. But if anybody's rich out there and wants to send me a new FireWire or some other kind of audio interface that's not an M Audio FireWire Solo, because that thing sucks 1,000 dicks, I'm all for it, because I got to get something to replace this thing. This robot shit's got to stop. But, so that means I got to reset the stream. Right in the middle of transgender talk.
God damn. It's a good transition.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to call you boys back.
All right.
Talk to you in a minute. Oh, for fuck's sake. You know, could anything go more wrong? Orion's not here. I'm stuck talking to boys. All right. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Man, this fucking robot thing. Oh, what's going on in the chat before I call those guys back? It's all because you plugged it in hot, Kyle, you hooligan. Yeah, that's what it is. How often did it happy when you just had the new hard drive in? If it was limited, maybe it's a power issue. It shouldn't be a power issue, I don't think. I think it's something to do with... I know this particular piece of hardware has been problematic for basically everyone trying to use it with Windows 7, and it's not supported anymore. They don't make it anymore. There are drivers for it for Windows 7. That's how it's fucking working, but but they're not very well supported, and they're very flaky. And I didn't know that. All the reviews I read were apparently people using it on Macs or not Windows 7. XP, I guess. Anyway... Is there anything I should know before I call those boys back? Because I haven't been paying real close attention to the chat. The stream is live, but nothing's playing? Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, wow, I was talking to you guys. You should be able to hear me now. I was talking to you guys, and I was recording me talking to you guys, and you couldn't hear a goddamn thing. Awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome possum. Kicks Dr. Machino's butt. Okay, so let's get back to them trannies, then. Let me call those boys back. I gotta disable those Skype sounds.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey. What was that about my grandma's panties?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
I couldn't hear you because I talked over you.
Oh, well, you're back with the trannies.
Oh, we're back with the trannies. Same thing. My grandma's panties, trannies. my grandma's tranny panties.
They're both awkward.
My granny's tranny panties. There we go. Richard Albert Skype messaged me and said, is it okay to call whenever I feel I have something to contribute? Yes, Richard, that is fine. If anybody would like to call in, not to just sit on the line and be an asshole, but if you would like to call in because you have something you think you want to say, you can call in 616-328-5581, or you can Skype me at kyle.aldrich. All that shit is on the live page at ijusthadaterriblethought.com/live. If you're not listening from the live page, you're an asshole, unless you're listening to the podcast after it's been recorded and released. Then you're not an asshole, you're just late to the party. So back to the trannies. Where the hell was I?
You were talking about healthcare and getting it paid for and medical issues.
Oh, yeah, the guy, okay. The first indications came when he began growing his cropped hair and dyeing it purple. He started turning up for class wearing pink nail varnish and sparkly headbands, and I was saying, I'm surprised he got away with that, and not because it was like a transgendered thing, like, oh, he's dressing like a woman, but because I'm surprised as a school teacher he was allowed to dye his hair purple.
Yeah, you're expected to look a certain way for your job.
Yeah, like, it's not like that's a part of being a woman, is dyeing your hair purple.
Sometimes.
Yeah. There is that one weird color, What is that color that women do that's like, it's definitely not a natural hair color. It's kind of purpley, but somehow it's close enough that they get away with it. Like, it's considered a natural hair color.
Like dark, dark purple you're talking?
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like a burgundy-ish purple.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
It's I don't know why that gets a pass, but it does. And it's clearly not a natural hair color. Anyway.
Maybe because it's within reason?
No, it's not within reason. It's
no. If you can clearly tell it's fake, I mean.
I mean,
it's not outlandish. It's not bright pink. It's a more mellow.
Well, then I'm going to dye my hair a nice seaweed green.
Do it, I dare you.
It's very natural looking.
Yeah.
Mellow.
Yeah.
Seaweed is natural.
Okay, well, back to the article. His pupils at St. Mary Magdalene's Church, Church of England Primary School in Accrington, Lancs. I don't know what that means. It's a place.
Ask Miss Nick where it is.
Couldn't help noticing. A crayon drawing of Mr. Upton by a year six pupil on the school's website shows him with long hair swept back over his shoulders. One parent said, "I saw what I thought was Mr. Upton dressed as a woman in town one weekend, but I decided I had imagined it." Oh no, you hadn't. Confirmation came in the school's Christmas newsletter. It started innocuously enough with a series of routine staff announcements. Then in paragraph 6, out of the blue, boom! Are you sitting comfortably, children? Mr. Upton has made a significant change in his life and will be transitioning to live as a woman after the Christmas break. She will return to work as Miss Meadows. I don't know why Mr. Upton, when he decided to become a woman, changed his last name. It's not like he had a maiden name to go back to. I mean, I guess he was married, but...
It's a new lifestyle.
I understand changing your first name. Like, if your first name is Greg and you want to become a woman, probably change it to something else.
I wouldn't... If it was me, I wouldn't let him come back as a different gender, or I...
Why not? Defend your opinion.
Because it fucks with people's thoughts. You develop this relationship with one person... And they come back and they're a completely different person. It's and just from a social aspect, you know.
Teachers being trannies, that's just weird, dude.
It just disrupts a lot of shit.
Well.
You know, like he should have got a job somewhere else if he wanted to make the transition in the middle of the year like that.
I'm a little surprised. I'm a little torn on the issue. I'm a little surprised, one, that he wanted to come back as a woman. Like, I would think if I was going to transition to become a woman, I would kind of want to start a new life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too. He should have wanted to go to somewhere else.
I'm not sure I think he shouldn't have been allowed to come back, but...
Like, uninvited.
Because I kind of just don't give a shit, like, about, oh, the kids, they're going to be so confused. Well, explain it to them, then. You're a fucking teacher. It's a school. Explain it to them. I did say about when we talked about like the porn teacher before that I thought it was fine that she was fired. Not that I would have fired her, but I thought it was fine. And they weren't firing this guy girl.
Was it a church school too?
That's another thing that I'm confused about because I don't know how schools in England work. Because I know like the Church of England is sort of I think like the state. Religion, kind of? I might be wrong about that, but it's like unofficial or I really don't know. So I don't know if this is like, if it's a Church of England school, does that mean it's a private school or is it a public school?
The Church of England looks like it's straight up just like a branch of Christianity.
Well, yeah.
It's probably like their religious affiliated school. Yeah, they got
I don't know.
Looking at their website.
It looks weird.
Yeah, dude. Church schools are stupid. That's they should be teaching you separately. I agree, Bames.
Okay.
CG Lover, he's saying conservative parents don't want to send their kids to that school because they don't want to believe in all that other bullshit.
Well, it must not be that conservative of a church because the school was fine with it. They sent out a newsletter that was like, hey, everybody, one of our teachers is a dude who's becoming a woman, and we
other team.
And we are cool with it, and we want to support him, and just wanted to let you know, like the church, or at least the school, which is like part of the church, was fine with it. So it must not be that conservative. I'm sure some of the parents probably were, but...
Well, in Europe is a lot more understanding about the whole LGBT community than America is, though.
Europe?
Yeah, BAME says it can't be that conservative if they're letting the teacher dye his hair, which BAME said it weird. He put dye his hair in all caps and said, hair! So I don't know if that's supposed to be sarcastic, but it's kind of true. Like, a conservative organization would not be cool with you growing your hair out and dyeing it purple and wearing sparkly headbands.
Which might say that they're not as conservative as we thought.
And I don't think that would be considered, like, before, apparently he started doing that before the transition. I don't think that would be considered discrimination, but maybe it would. I don't know, because they're saying in the chat, like, they just didn't want to get in trouble for discrimination, which I guess is possible. I don't fucking know. But I don't know what Stormfront School Edition fucking means.
It made me laugh. I don't know what it means.
But. It's not related in any way to what we're talking about. But, okay, so the school's fine with him coming back as a woman. It went on to stress that the school is proud of our commitment to equality and diversity. Of course they are. See, that does sound like a bullshit statement, because, like, nobody even thinks like that. Like, yeah. Our commitment to equality and diversity? I don't know.
The school was okay with it for publicity.
I guess it's possible, but, like, you would think it's a religious school. You would think if they were conservative and thought this was, like, an abomination, they wouldn't, they would think God would know they were lying about it for, you know, you wouldn't think they would do that. But then again, you know, there's lots of hypocrisy in religion and stuff, so I don't know. But that's not even really that important. But it does make a little bit of a difference to me, like, if they were going to fire him. It makes a little bit of a difference to me if it was a public school, government funded or whatever, or if it was a private school. If it was a private school, that's just their business. You know, we don't want a transgender teacher. It's not a part of our thing. Right. So, sorry. And then that I'd be totally fine with. If it's a government thing, then I'm a little on the fence about it, because I don't think the government should be saying, "Hey, you can't work here because you are black or gay or whatever." But
Or
a tranny. Well, I have more to say about the whole tranny thing, though. But let me get back to that. But I think if it was a government school, at least in the U.S., I assume it works the same way because taxes and everything. I don't think the government should be able to say, "Hey, get out of here, tranny." But the parents, I think if the parents were all like, you know, filled out a petition and the vast majority of them are like, "Get that tranny out of our schools." Well, then get that tranny out of your schools, man.
Yeah.
But anyway,
people will move out of the district and you'll lose the tax money.
Whatever.
And then
that wouldn't happen.
Okay. So this week, the school's 169 pupils aged between 7 and 11 were informed.
It's gotta be a private school if there's only.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But then again, like I said, I don't know that much about
England
and their school districts and everything. Maybe it's just a little town. I don't know.
Could be it.
Their 169 pupils aged between 7 and 11 were informed class by class that from now on, sir would be miss. Teachers told them that Mr. Upton felt he had been born with a girl's brain in a boy's body and would henceforth be living as a woman. Nathan Upton is now in the early stages of gender reassignment treatment. He issued a statement which read, "This has been a long and difficult journey for me, and it was certainly not an easy decision to make." So that's all right, then. From now on, kiddies, Mr. Upton will be known as Miss Lucy Meadows. What are you staring at, Johnny? Move along. Nothing to see here. Get on with your spelling test. Today's word is transitioning. Mr. Upton / Miss Meadows may well be comfortable with his / her decision to seek a sex change and return to work as if nothing has happened. The school might be extremely proud of its commitment to equality and diversity, but has anyone stopped for a moment to think of the devastating effect all this is having on those who really matter? Children as young as 7 aren't equipped to compute this kind of information. Prepubescent boys and girls haven't even had the chance to come to terms with the changes in their own bodies. Why should they be forced to deal with the news that a male teacher they have always known as Mr. Upton will henceforth be a woman called Miss Meadows? Anyway, why not Miss Upton? So yeah, the guy writing the article had the same question that I did. Why are you changing your last name, weirdo?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense why he changed the last name there.
Parent Wayne Cowie said the news had left his 10-year-old son worried and confused. For the past 3 years, he has been taught by Mr. Upton, but has now been told that he will be punished if he continues to call Miss Meadows Mr. Upton after the Christmas holidays. My middle boy thinks that he might wake up with a girl's brain because he has been told that Mr. Upton, as he got older, got a girl's brains. I'm picturing
that's,
this like coming in like the
that's
stupidest.
So dumb. Even if that's what he actually said, you have to explain it to him that he was a girl.
It's not what was said. Even according to this article, according to this article, what was said was that the children were told that Mr. Upton had always felt like he was born with a girl's brain in a boy's body. And then this guy's like, my middle boy thinks that he might wake up with a girl's brain because he was told that Mr. Upton, as he got older, got a girl's brains. That's how I imagine it being said. Like, really dumb.
I could see it. I actually pictured, like, a portly English man saying that.
The school shouldn't be allowed to elevate its commitment to diversity and equality above its duty to care to its pupils and their parents. It should be protecting pupils from some of the more challenging realities of adult life, not forcing them down their throats. These are primary school children, for heaven's sake. Most of them still believe in Father Christmas. Let them enjoy. I love that's so English. Father Christmas.
Such a good argument to make.
Let them enjoy their childhood.
Santa Claus.
Let them enjoy their childhood. They will lose their innocence soon enough. There's more to the article, but basically this is the guy's stance, is that he's fine with trannies being trannies. Go do your thing. But with this guy transitioning and coming back to the school, it's going to fuck with all the kids' heads.
Well, I mean, it would to a degree.
Well, see, yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that, because like I said earlier, if you're worried that the kids are going to be confused, then explain it to them. Like I said, it's a school. You're teachers. Teach them.
But they're seven. They don't get it.
What do you mean? They don't. I knew what sex was at seven. I'd never had it. I had no interest in having it, but I knew what it was.
Kyle, you don't have any interest now.
That's not entirely true, but it kind of.
No, I was just playing devil's advocate there. I mean, you should be able to tell a seven-year-old, look, they're a different person now.
Well, if I wanted to explain to a seven-year-old what...
Yeah, how would you do it?
If I had to explain to a seven-year-old what being a tranny was...
Pretend I'm a seven-year-old. I mean, I'm pretty close.
I would say, hey, you know what boys are?
Yeah, I'm a boy.
Well, you know what girls are?
Yeah, Susie over there, she's a girl.
Okay, you know how you guys are, like, a little bit different?
Yeah, okay.
Well, Mr. Upton, some people, like Mr. Upton, feel like a girl, even though they're a boy. And sometimes it takes them a long time to kind of figure that out. And that's why Mr. Upton, now as an adult, has decided to change his body to be like his brain. He feels like a girl, so he wants a girl's body. You're a boy. You feel like a boy, right?
Yeah, I feel like a boy.
Well, you've already got a boy's body, so you're all set. Mr. Upton needed a girl's body because he's got a girl's brain. I mean, that's not that complicated. It might be a little... It might just seem weird to them, but I think they would understand the concept.
Yeah, when you explain it that way, yeah.
That's pretty nice.
However... And this is what I was saying earlier. I wanted to come back to how I feel about trannies in general. I've tried to be somewhat delicate about it in the past. I'm sure people would disagree that I have done that. But I think trannies are crazy. I think they're crazy. I don't believe... I believe them. I believe what they're saying. I believe that they believe that they were born in the wrong body. Like, I believe that they think, I'm a woman born in a man's body, or I'm a man born in a woman's body. I believe that they're not lying, but I don't believe that they're correct. It doesn't make any sense. How do you fix it?
Yeah.
How do you fix what?
Think that they're wrong, and they think that they're right. What do you do to fix it? Are you going to medicate them to make them think the right thing?
Well, that's... Just because I don't think that they're right doesn't mean that I think that they're... bad people.
No, I get you.
They're not hurting anybody. Like, their particular brand of crazy isn't hurting anybody. Like, I think the primary criteria for classifying something as a disorder is if it's going to cause harm to the person or to other people, or if it's just going to kind of impede them. Like, if it just interferes with daily life, it makes it not possible to live their daily life. Trannyism doesn't really do any of that. It doesn't hurt them. It doesn't hurt anybody else. It doesn't really interfere with their daily life. Like, even if you feel like you've got a woman's brain inside a man's body, this guy, you know, became a school teacher, married a chick, had a baby. Like, he was able to live his daily life, even though a bunch of it was a lie. So it's not like I think something has to be done about these trannies. And I've always read that the only effective treatment, like, people have tried to like, talk them out of it, you know, that's putting it very simply, but, you know, give them lots and lots of therapy and try to talk them out of it. And it's just never fucking worked, apparently. And the only effective treatment is to transition them, to let them take the hormones and get the surgery. Although this is another thing, there's a distinction among the transgendered. Well, for one thing, there's so many fucking terms. There's transgendered and there's transsexual. And I believe the way that works is transgendered is somebody who thinks I've got a boy brain in a girl body, or I've got a girl brain in a boy body. And transsexual is somebody who's actually gone through and taken steps to swap bodies, I think. I believe that's how that works. So some of them, apparently, never even feel the desire, really, to get the other body. Like, they're just cool with it. They're like, yeah, I've got a girl's brain in a guy's body, but I can work with this dick. You know, it's fine. It's the cards I was dealt. Whatever. I'll just dress like a woman sometimes. That's fine. And then others get this thing they call like body dysmorphic disorder or body dysmorphia or something like that. And that's where it just really fucking brings them down.
Well, I think you can have body dysmorphia just in general.
Yeah, maybe it's gender dysphoria. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Whatever it is, it's the fact that they feel that way is bringing them down. It's like massive depression. Basically, it makes them crazy. And the only way to treat that is with transitioning. So it's not even all trans people that need to even be treated. Some of them can just wander around going, I'm a girl in a guy body, and they're fine. But the ones who do need treatment, apparently the only treatment effective is to transition them. Seems like, at first glance, it seems kind of drastic. Like, you're going to give them surgery? It's like a mental thing, but you're going to perform physical surgery, lop parts of them off, re-sculpt them, pump them full of hormones and shit. It seems a little drastic, but if it's the only thing that works, I don't care. We let people
get... them feel better about themselves as a person.
Like, even though I think that they're probably wrong and that there's something else going on, we let people re-sculpt their noses, get boob, implants. We let them get tattoos and piercings.
Why should we stop them?
Yeah, I don't see any reason why we should stop them.
Right. Bames is talking. Yeah, I think body dysmorphia is a limb thing where you feel like it doesn't belong to you.
God, sorry, I did hear that. Yeah, and that is, yeah, I was getting terms confused. I meant gender dysphoria.
Yeah.
Although the two seem very related to me. It's like
your body doesn't
It's the example I always use for why I think, or not why I think it's crazy, but like as a parallel to explain what I mean when I say I think it's crazy. Because, yeah, the body dysmorphia people are the people who are my left leg is just really bringing me down, man.
Yeah, well, it's bringing me down. It's my leg. What was I going to say? Yeah, I think, but that's after, trauma or something where it just feels wrong.
I don't think it's necessarily after trauma. Some people just think, my arm, God damn it, that arm, it just feels wrong. It just doesn't belong there, and they want it hacked off. And like the gender dysphoria thing, the only effective treatment really seems to be to let them get it hacked off. Now, usually, because it's like it's not a PC issue, usually they can't get it done because most doctors won't do it. It seems to them like betraying the Hippocratic Oath, you know, first do no harm. Well, hacking a perfectly good arm off is certainly doing harm. But when they do get it done, that seems to clear up the problem. They feel better. And it's the same fucking thing. It's all in your head. Even if it were true, and I don't believe that it is, but even if it were true that you had a girl brain and a boy body, so what? So what? What does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything. Like, our culture is now, and I think this isn't true either, but we're on this, page of, look, the genders are perfectly equal, man. Like, this blank slate bullshit about how, you know, we're exactly the same. There's no differences except, some of us have tits and some of us have dicks, which I think is bullshit. I think there are some real differences, at least when you're taking them, statistically in groups. But if we were right about that, when we're like, eh, we're all the fucking same, man, on the inside. It's just our physical bodies that are different. Then this gender bullshit wouldn't fucking matter. Like, oh, I've got a girl brain and a boy body, but we're all the same, so I guess it works the same, and I'll just live with this boy body, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
So I think, and I can never figure out, what do they mean? What do you mean you feel like a woman? What does that even mean? Like, you've never been a woman. You don't know what that means. This is, a lot of this is stuff I've said before, but...
You could just be having crazy thoughts and think you think you're a woman.
Well, I don't even know what it means. Like, what do you think makes a woman that you're feeling?
I don't know.
Because they always, like, when they...
A sense of femininity, maybe?
But what does that mean? Because they always want to grow their hair out and put makeup on and wear dresses and shit, and that's all stuff we made up.
Yeah, that's all social bullshit.
Yeah, that's all, like, the gender role shit that feminists hate. You know? That's, like, wearing...
Wouldn't it be funny if there was a transgender feminist?
There are. That's another thing that drives me nuts, is that there are basically two camps when it comes to how feminists feel about transgendered people. There are the feminists who are like, oh yeah, trans people, you know, we share a struggle, and they're kind of allies. And then there are the other feminists who really buy into all of that, we're exactly the same on the inside stuff. Women are just like men. And then they see trannies and they're like, fuck you, you're undermining our agenda. And they think, they see them as like Trojan horses, like they're trying to,
like, they got around the fucking wall.
Yeah, like men trying to become women so they can take, you know,
take power.
So they can infiltrate the movement or something.
Oh, that's so crazy.
It's pretty nutty. But I understand their point. Like, if you feel like, hey, the genders are completely equal, it's only our bodies that are different, then yeah, I would see trannies as a threat too if I believed that. Because they're saying, oh no, there is definitely inborn gender, because if there wasn't, then my whole identity would be meaningless.
Well, I mean, you're brought up to be a boy and a girl, so I mean...
I don't know. There was a study they did with two twins where they... I don't know if you've heard about it. They were doing this like laser circumcision thing, and they fucked up one of the twins' penis. And so they tried to raise him as a girl.
Yeah.
And eventually he realized, or he or she, whatever, realized what had been done, and kind of had felt the whole time that he was more of a boy than a girl. So raising you a certain way isn't part of it.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I've heard of this thing that you're talking about, and it's been a while. I don't remember the details, but...
Yeah, well, the guy ended up killing himself.
Yeah, I know. It's not as straightforward as that, though. Like, oh, we had two twin boys. One, we fucked his dick up, so we made him a girl. And otherwise, perfectly normal, happy, healthy upbringing. And
yeah, there's a bunch of other shit. Like, the psychiatrist or whoever was in charge was doing inappropriate stuff.
Yeah, that guy's life, guy girl's life, was all kind of fucked up anyway. Like, there were all kinds of other factors to
right.
it. So I don't think that really works as a study of the issue. But I also think there is something to the idea that there are actual, like, mental differences, not in terms of like deficiencies and stuff, but just mental differences between the genders. I just don't think, like, even if it were true that you were a woman born in a man's body, that you would even know what that meant. I don't think you would ever be able to identify it.
Because you haven't had that experience.
How would you?
Yeah, exactly. How would you? What does that even mean? Like, if you're a woman born in a man's body, are you getting phantom boners? Because that's all I can think of. Like, you're a woman born in a man's body, and you keep reaching up for your massive tits, and they're not there, and you're like, what?
Where are my breasts?
I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of, is, like, physical shit like that. Because otherwise, what the fuck does it mean? I think like a woman. What does that mean? I have no... I like shoes a lot. We made that up!
I'm a guy. I don't even know what guys think like. I don't... Yeah.
It's one thing to like things that we've assigned to certain genders and say, I think like a girl because of that. But if you take that out, what else is there?
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, exactly. I don't know. And I don't know how you would... Because, like, there are plenty of guys who are into girly shit, and they don't think they're women. And there are plenty of girls that we just call them tomboys when they're boyish, and they don't think they're dudes. Because they don't, what would that mean? I really don't know. I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but I would love an answer. What the fuck does that mean? I feel like a woman, or I feel like a man. I don't feel like a man. I don't know what it means. And I do think it's the same thing as, it's like, to me, I get annoyed too, like with the whole like minorities thing. Like we've got, racial minorities and, we've got the gays and we've got, you know, genders, like, oh, the differences between men and women. And then we've got the trannies, and they all get lumped into this same thing. Like they're all the same. It's all the same. It's all discrimination, man.
No, it's different.
It's all of it's different. Like there's the black people being discriminated against is different from women being discriminated against is different from gays being discriminated. It's all different. It's all different criteria. All of it's right. Different. Doesn't necessarily mean any of it's right, but all of it's different. None of it's the same shit. So it's weird to lump them all together. And they do that with like, what is LGBT? It's lesbian, transsexual.
Lesbian, gay, transsexual, bisexual.
Yeah. But now they've added more letters to it. And I don't know what the fuck they mean.
Q's and other shit.
Yeah. Q is like queer, I guess. Or no, queer / questioning, I think is what the Q stands for. So
QIA.
Q is like, I don't know. I might be gay.
Yeah. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, intersex, asexual.
Intersex is that's like hermaphrodites, kind of.
And there's asexual, which is nothing.
Asexual, that's me.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many different things, and they all get lumped together, and I think it's really strange. Like, obviously, we shouldn't discriminate based on race. You know why? Because it doesn't mean anything.
Race is nothing. It's just a fucking pigment.
Well, it's not exclusively a pigment, but it is all just physical shit.
Right.
So that's one thing. Then there's sexes, genders, which are two distinct things if you get into all this tranny talk. Gender and sex are definitely two distinct things because they have to be or else our whole worldview falls apart. When you get into that, men and women, it's not the same as it is with races. The differences aren't exclusively physical. And the physical differences that are there aren't just, like, cosmetic.
They're actual differences.
They're, like, functional differences. We're very different critters. But that doesn't mean it's okay, in most cases, to discriminate based on gender either. Then you get into the gays, and that's a different thing, too, because now we're talking about, like, behaviors and attitudes. I guess likes and dislikes. I don't think there's anything wrong with a dude boning another dude up the butt because it's all the same shit anyway. It's all a bunch of ugly, naked people rubbing up against each other and squirting stuff.
Yeah.
But that is a difference in behavior. So now it's another different criteria. And then with the transgendered people, now it's like an issue of psychology. So it's like all different shit. And I hate that it all gets tied up together like it's all the same fucking thing. We're all just people, bro. Like, they want to treat all of it like it's all race. Like it's all hair color. And it isn't.
Discriminate on eye color. Why not?
I fucking hate brown eyes. Kill them all.
Oh, fucking. I can't. Why doesn't everyone just have blonde hair and blue eyes? Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Like exactly.
Can we bring that guy back? He was so...
Who, Hitler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My idol. Hitler was a great man. Brown eyes. Yes, six formation buttholes.
Wait, this is getting completely off...
This is way too far from where we should be.
No, I'm getting completely off topic now. I just saw something, and it was scrolled way up because my chat keeps scrolling itself up. But I think BAME said he should have changed his name to Kate Upton, talking about that... guy.
Yeah. A while ago.
Who is Kate Upton?
I don't know who she's married to.
She's pretty attractive.
She's like a model, though.
Yeah, I know she's like a person people think are hot, and I think I just heard Mike David from Red Bar Radio talking about her, and I've definitely heard her name around, but I have no fucking idea who she is. I'm so fucking out of it.
She was in a Sports Illustrated in 2011.
Is that, like, is she just a model? Is that what she is?
Pretty much, yeah.
She's in a couple of movies.
She's only 20? Jesus Christ.
I can't think of any other good examples right now, but I'm so fucking out of it. Like, I'll hear people talking about these celebrities now, and I have no idea who the fuck they're talking about.
Well, it's because you don't watch TV.
I guess, but I do, though. I mean, I watch it all downloaded, but I do watch TV. Maybe I just need to get out of my comfort zone and watch some Leno.
Well, I mean, you don't download, like, the news, and you don't watch the Grammys.
No, that's true. That's true.
So
I don't give a shit about – I don't understand why people get so excited for the award shows, like the Grammys and the Oscars and stuff. People have Oscar parties, and some people, like, I guess the reason they do it is because it's funny to, like, make fun of it. But I don't even understand that. Like, I just have no interest. I don't care who won what. I don't care whose fucking acceptance speech was the gayest. I don't care who hosted. I don't care who presented. I don't care about what kind of weird stilted dialogue the two presenters that they put together because they're a weird mismatch had. And then like, I get to watch people live tweet it all night long. Like, oh, man, that dress is gay. Oh, this movie sucked a dick. I don't even know what they're saying. I can't keep up. I'm getting old and I'm getting cranky. I just don't give a shit about anything anymore.
You're just going to call me a hooligan next, aren't you?
Even stuff like I kind of care about, I find it hard to care about anymore.
Like what? Castle?
Just everything. Like, I feel like every time I hear anybody talk about anything they care about anymore, I'm like, Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up. God, you sound like an asshole.
You need some drugs.
I do. I need some Adderall. That stuff will put some pep in my step, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it fucking worked last time.
You know what? This is horrible timing, because this wasn't, like, a good place to do it. But I have to pee like crazy.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to stop the recording, but if you guys want to hang out and talk to the chat while I'm peeing, go right ahead.
We'll just take a break.
Okay, well, I'm going to go pee. We'll be right back, everybody. Break! Oh, and I'm back from the pee break, everybody.
Hi, buddy.
So what were we talking about, trannies and the Oscars?
Making Hitlers for Europe.
Yeah, I was looking at the chat just now, and Bames is talking about how Hitler is like a unit of measurement for something.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, this is what I'm talking about, man. I fucking hate everything now. I like Bames. But, like, I read that about, like, Hitler's as a unit of measurement, and I'm just like, ugh, fucking kill me. I don't know why, man. I feel like that about everything now.
Dude, you need some acid. Something heavy. Just...
Nah, you know what? I want to take psychedelics because I'm very curious about it, but it seems like a lot of times people take psychedelics and then they come back spouting the weirdest bullshit. And not just like they're telling a story of what they saw, but, like, they have all, they read into it a lot, like, Joe Rogan and his guests, Duncan Trussell especially. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to his podcast.
No.
But he's way into the psychedelics. And they will talk for hours about how, you know, I really think it's like we're tuning into this, like, alternate universe or, like, this sort of wealth of knowledge. It's like there's a library of consciousness out there in space, and normally, you know, we can't tune it in. We're like a broken radio. But when we get on the psychedelics, it's like we get switched to the right channel, and all of a sudden, it's all coming in, man. We're just tuning it all in, and it's amazing. And, you know, I always feel when I take these mushrooms, like, there are beings in the room, man, and, like, they just want me to feel good, and they just want to educate me and, like, teach me the secrets of the universe. And then when I come down, I just go back to liking MMA. You know?
That's so...
I hate that shit. I hate it so much, that druggy talk. I'm very curious about trying psychedelics. I would love to experience it, but I do not want to become a part of that.
Have you done anything at all, psychedelics?
I took mushrooms once. It didn't do shit, so I don't know if they were the wrong kind of mushrooms or I didn't take enough. It's not that it didn't do anything, but I definitely didn't hallucinate. Like, I went outside in the middle of the night, and I felt like I could see more than I should have been able to. Like, it was lighter or something. You know, it was dark, yeah, but I could see stuff. But that was about it. I didn't even really get trails or anything.
So it was just not worth it.
Well, I think I must have done it wrong or something. Like, I didn't take enough, or they were the wrong mushrooms, or I don't know. But other than that, I've never done a psychedelic. I've smoked weed.
I ate these portobellos one time. It fucked me up.
No, they definitely weren't portobellos. I think they were some kind of
The portobello is like a cooking mushroom.
No, I know. No, I'm saying the mushrooms that I took were some kind of psychoactive thing, but maybe they just were very weak or something. I don't know. But I'd love to take acid. I just don't have easy access to it and don't feel like trying to track down a drug dealer.
I know a guy. I can get some acid pretty quick.
Send me some acid. Dude, send me all the drugs, man. Don't send me anything that I need a needle for or a crack pipe, but otherwise send me all the drugs.
I'd love to, but...
The cops have it.
The cops have it?
I don't know if I told you before. Our dad's a cop.
Have your dad send it to me.
I guess it would be cheaper to have him do it.
Have him confiscate some or sneak into the evidence locker.
Yeah.
And send me some... There's got to be a smorgasbord of drugs in there.
Oh, there's tons. I've seen it. There's tons of drugs in there.
So you guys... Your dad's a cop. You guys like to get high?
No, dude. Drugs are bad.
Officially, no. No.
You do? You do. You guys have done every drug, and your dad's a cop. How would he feel if he knew?
Oh, I'd
have to find a new place to live.
Even if it was even if it was just the Mary Jane?
Oh, no. I'd get kicked out.
No, you wouldn't.
Your dad doesn't sound very understanding.
No, he was a teenager once, too.
Oh, Inverted Blade says, I'm going to lose respect for you, Kyle, if you start sounding like Mike D or Joe Rogan after your drug experiences. I really cannot imagine it. And Mike D surprised me. Mike D is the host of Red Bar Radio. And he was into, you know, whatever. If there's a drug around at a party or something, I'll do it. But he only kind of recently started sounding a little Joe Rogan-y and talking about his drug experiences, like, maybe we're tuning into another world. I'm still listening to his show. It's not like I fucking hate him. I still listen to Joe Rogan sometimes, but it surprised me, and not in a good way.
Yeah.
You should get some peyote.
I don't know. I know some people that are super stoners, and they talk like a stoner, and it's frustrating because it's like, you're doing that on purpose. Knock it off.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything about the drugs that makes you talk like this, man. Man, I love fucking...
It just makes you feel like you're important or whatnot. People listen to you. I don't know. It's... The drug voice is retarded.
BAME says, I expected that kind of stuff from Mike D because I'm pretty sure he believes in ghosts. He's said before that he doesn't believe it. He likes to talk about that shit. He likes to talk about demons and ghosts and whatever, but he's said before that he doesn't believe in it. But like some recent show I was listening to, he was talking about how, you know, I've kind of changed my mind on this shit. Like, who knows? Like, mysteries. I don't fucking know. It's,
I believe in ghosts.
Whatever. You believe in ghosts?
I think it's a possibility. I mean,
why?
I mean, it could happen.
I do not.
In what way could it happen?
Well, if we look at Christianity, I'm going to throw this right out.
No.
The souls thing. I mean, technically,
no.
But other than that, that's the only possibility.
Are you a religious boy?
No. Forced.
Then what are you doing?
Forced? So you're forced to believe in ghosts then?
My dad held me down and said, you're going to believe in ghosts, goddamn.
If they're going to force me to believe in this supernatural bullshit, then I'm taking it all the way. I believe in ghosts. I believe in bears. I believe in the chupacabra.
No, I do
chupacabras
not believe in
are real. Don't even joke.
Ghosts. You believe in ghosts. It's so fucking... It disproves its fucking self. Ghosts. Jesus. Like, where are they all then? Where are all the fucking ghosts?
They're hanging out down.
How many people do you think have died? there should be... We shouldn't be able to go anywhere without running through three ghosts. At least.
You believe in Mothman, Bames.
You believe in Mothman?
And a Sasquatch. I don't even know what the fucking Mothman is.
You don't know what Mothman is?
No, I wish I did.
Oh, dude, don't look it up right now. You're not going to sleep for the next 3 weeks.
Why?
Oh, Mothman.
Right. Why? No.
Mothman isn't that bad. Mothman's just like... It's like a silhouette of a dude with no head and big red headlights where his shoulders are. It's stupid. And he's got wings instead of arms. And you went robot again.
No, did we?
Oh, Jesus. Somebody end my life. All right. I got to restart the stream.
God damn.
I got to restart the stream. Break again, guys.
Break.
Okay, we're back. Oh my God, we're back again. Okay, what were we talking about? Ghosts? You idiots believe in ghosts?
I don't believe in ghosts.
I think it's a possibility.
Why? Have you seen one?
No, not
I'm
personally.
Trying to refrain from strangling him.
Right? I mean, I guess, I believe it's a possibility in the same way that I believe it's a possibility that there's a planet full of dinosaurs somewhere. I mean, it's possible. I haven't been to all the planets, but I don't think it's likely.
Yeah, I mean, it's not likely. From a biological standpoint, it doesn't make sense to have a ghost. And that's where all of my thoughts come from.
Who needs biology?
Mothman's real. It's like man, bear, pig.
Jesus fucking Christ, shoot me.
Shiriko went to bed.
Shakiro.
Shiriko.
Yeah, I got a tweet a couple minutes ago, I guess it was like 31 minutes ago now, from I'm Kilo. Is I'm Kilo in the chat? I think he was briefly. Is he still in there?
Yeah, he was Twitter Kilo.
Yeah, he is the weirdest fucking guy. Okay, we talked about Joe Rogan and MMA very briefly.
Yeah.
And, like, last week. And Orion asked if he wasn't, like, an MMA guy, because I said he talks about it a lot. And I said I don't think he's ever been, like, a fighter for MMA or the UFC or anything, but he does jiu-jitsu and stuff. And I... Joe Rogan. Jesus. Follow along.
Dude, I'm sober, too. Damn.
So then I get a tweet from I'm Kilo that says, I think you guys were asking why Joe Rogan was big in MMA. He's a commentator of fights for them, for the UFC.
No shit.
Yeah, I didn't mention that, but like, something about I'm Kilo, man. He's just always a little off. He's just always not quite on the ball, on the same page as me. I don't know what it is, but it drives me nuts. It's like he's half listening, or maybe I'm Kilo is tuning in from another dimension via acid. I don't know.
Maybe he's a ghost.
And he's only kind of getting it.
Kilo's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
What about all those ghost hunters, Kyle? Are they liars? I think not. They have proof. All those shadows. Oh, inverted blade. Yeah. Fucking ghosts. I mean, that's one of the dumbest ones to believe in. Like, if somebody told me they believed Bigfoot was out there, I'd be like, well... You're kind of an idiot, but not as much of an idiot as somebody who believes in ghosts.
Because Bigfoot's a tangible...
Yeah, at least Bigfoot is like a fucking animal. Like,
tangerine ghost.
There just aren't a lot of them, and they live in the woods where people don't go that much.
Right.
I can buy that. Even the Loch Ness Monster, which is even dumber than Bigfoot, because it's just got the one loch to hang out in. I mean, you can check that thing, and they have... If there was
miles deep and whatever,
but at least that would be an animal, and maybe somehow it's hiding when you go looking for it.
A ghost would entail something supernatural, and supernatural itself is a good
not
show.
Real.
Yeah. Oh man, you guys want to talk about sexism?
Yeah,
I love
women.
Sexism.
How you guys feel about sexism? You love it?
Can I tell you a great joke?
I think it's appropriate at the right times.
Tell me a great joke.
How do you teach a woman to do the dishes if she has two black eyes?
Punch her in the cunt.
You don't. You don't. You already taught her twice.
Well, she is obviously not learning.
Apparently not.
You ruined my joke, but I like your punchline better.
I like your punchline better.
Punch her in the cunt. So last week we were talking about sexism in video games because of that.
Oh, God. Last week pissed me off so much about that one chick.
Anita Sarkeesian?
Whatever the fuck her name is.
Punch her in the cunt.
I don't want to punch her in the cunt.
No, she conducted that research in a way that made it seem, woe are women. Shit happens to us. Men are pigs. What was it, Crystal? That game that they retitled to be a Star Fox game?
Dinosaur Planet, starring Crystal, yeah.
Yeah, bullshit. They just changed what the game was about. They didn't fuck over a female character.
Well, I was reading through the forum, the posts for last week's show, and Sean Ryan hopped in there, and he said, let's see, coincidentally, I've also just started watching some of those feminist frequency videos. Didn't have the same reaction, though. I get what she's trying to get across, but the ones on Lego are the weakest to me. Except for not including more female minifigs, I've never seen anything about Lego sets that excludes girls from enjoying them. Are we supposed to believe that there aren't female fans of Harry Potter, Star Wars, or Batman? I agree that their attempts to market directly to girls separate from boys have been kind of dumb, but at the same time, you're right, they did loads of market research and the data shows that girls tend to be attracted to pink things. So, reading that post, I didn't understand. He says, I've been watching those feminist frequency videos, but I didn't have the same reaction. That sounds pretty much like the same reaction to me.
It does.
So I don't know what the fuck he meant by that. Then he says, I don't have anything against the tropes versus women in video games Kickstarter, except that it feels like that's a lot of money to throw at a YouTube series covering things we already know or could figure out ourselves after some Googling.
Yeah,
I just hope
it's not hard to go, yeah, video games are kind of sexist.
So, again, I don't understand what he means by I had a different reaction. And then he and CG Lover started having this back and forth about it. Let's see. CG Lover said, I just think this chick was trying too hard to make the problem seem more severe than it is. And $150,000 for a YouTube series. No doubt she just pocketed a bunch of that money. And then Sean Ryan says, I'm with you that she raised way too much for what she's putting together. I just hope she applies that excess money to relevant things. I thought
she raised $150,000?
Yeah. I thought the idea of developing a free-to-use curriculum on harmful tropes for teachers was pretty cool. I feel like I didn't explain myself very well last week, but I don't think there really is such a thing as a harmful trope.
No.
I mean, they're tropes, but it's all fucking fiction. And I think, like, the argument, I guess, goes, if you see all these things where women are being portrayed as weak in some way, like the damsel in distress thing, the woman's always getting kidnapped and she needs a man to come save her, that is going to like burrow its way into your skull and get embedded in there, and you're going to start believing that that's what women are. And it may be true, but if it is, then kill everyone, because we're all fucking morons. I cannot hold fiction accountable for the rest of us being fucking idiots. Like, I just can't do it. I can't say, you know what, the next Mario game, Princess Peach should not get kidnapped because it sends the wrong message to little girls, and they're too fucking dumb to not take it as a lesson. It's not
kidnapped.
It's not a lesson. The moral of the story isn't if somebody tries to kidnap you, you're fucking getting kidnapped because you're a weak piece of shit and you better hope you know some guys that like you. Like, I can't do it. If that's the way the world works, then fuck us all. We're all a bunch of fucking morons and we should just start World War III. We should just let's just poke at North Korea until they launch a nuke and then just blissful non-existence for us, because we don't deserve to live if that's the way our psychology works. You can't play video games and without your brain breaking, then fuck you.
What? And fucking these first person shooter games that everyone's bitching about that are causing kids to kill people, they're not targeted at kids. They're targeted at the 30-year-olds that play them, that they're supposed to be played by, and it should be the parents taking care of it.
They don't. Oh God! Sorry, I was reading the chat just now, and BAME says it's more that they it's not that the video games are corrupting our youth. It's more that they reflect very negatively upon the people who make them. Sometimes maybe they do, but most of the shit that people point out to be like this reflects negatively on the person who made it, I don't think it does. I really don't. Like the damsel in distress thing. Fuck you if you can't take the damsel in distress thing. Really, just suck a dick. Like, it makes no sense to me to call that a harmful trope. Somebody gets kidnapped, and it's a girl, and somebody has to go save her, and it's a dude. Man, sexism is the worst. Man, those guys who made that game, they must be real sexists. It's a fucking game. What do you want it to be? What do you want it to be?
Getting butt hurt over
it. What would make it not harmful? Like, is there a quota? Do we have to, like, take game developers and say, okay, you have to make an even number of games, and every other one you have to swap the genders of the characters.
So regardless of if they're shitty or not.
So if you make one with a male protagonist, next time you got to make one with a female protagonist.
It's just like Title IX in video games, which is bullshit. Title IX is federal.
You know what Title IX is, right?
I don't know what Title IX is.
Title IX is some stupid piece of legislation that says if a school has a sport for boys, they have to have an equal sport for girls.
School, this is a whole other fucking thing. Schools shouldn't have sports, period. They just shouldn't. It has nothing to do with school.
Should they all be club then?
Like, yeah, outside? You want to be on a baseball team? Start a fucking baseball team. Yeah, the school shouldn't have school-sponsored sports.
Good night, Dolphin Hands Tiger.
School sports. If you think we need that much, like, because the argument, I guess there are a few arguments. They're all bullshit. One would be that, we're all getting so fucking fat, our kids need more physical activity and physical education. Then expand gym class.
Yeah.
Cocksucker. Another argument would be, well, it fosters a sense of community. Yeah, it fosters a sense of a bunch of fat dipshit parents screaming at kids from other schools. And it fosters a sense of kids going out to a field in the middle of the night when they should be sleeping because they have school the next morning. But goddamn it, we gotta make it to state or whatever the fuck. Fuck you.
Do you think the kids are actually playing because they want to go to state or because their parents want them to go to state?
I don't give a shit. There should be, and I don't even care. Well, it's school sponsored, but what if we don't like take any money from the state? So it all has to be raised by the community. Then don't do it through the school. Start a fucking club.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other fucking can of worms. But Title IX. So Title IX was, if you're going to have a boy sport, you got to have a girl's equivalent, right?
Yeah.
Does that go for cheerleading, too? Because I know cheerleading is, like, technically not considered a sport, I think.
I don't think it's considered a sport. It's just,
No, it includes cheerleading. Because it's, like, if there's baseball, you have to have softball. If there's football, well, girls can't play football. What can girls do?
They can do.
Which is what cheerleading is the opposite of.
That doesn't work at all. That doesn't make...
They don't have to be opposite sports. They just have to have an equal opportunity.
That's even more bullshit. If you're gonna do it, then do it. Then don't half-ass it. Don't go, well, we got football for the boys, and cheerleading's pretty similar, so we'll give that to the... No, fuck you. Start a girls' football team. If you want to put that shit in place, then do it. Go all the way with it. Start a girls' football team. Let's get those girls running into each other, getting head injuries, breaking ankles, blowing out their knees... Let's do it. Let's go all the fucking way.
It's either girls that or let girls play.
Girls football would be the best. Fuck you, Inverted Blade.
Have you ever watched the Lingerie Football League?
It wouldn't be the long. No, I don't. I want them doing it the same way the boys do. I want a whole squad of cheerleader-looking girls all decked out in the pads and just ramming the fuck into each other and being encouraged to walk it off. That's what I want. If you're going to do it, do it. Go all the way with it.
Yeah.
No, there wouldn't be a lot of hot girls playing. I changed my mind, Inverted Blade. I'm sorry. It'd be a bunch of big old fatties.
And fuck the marching band. Luckily, if we got rid of sports, we'd get rid of the marching band. Fuck the marching band.
Well, but things like marching band are both genders can participate, so that doesn't matter. So we can just get rid of it anyway.
I don't care about the gender aspect. Just fuck the marching band. Marching band is the worst band. I don't want to kill the music program. Just fuck the marching band.
I want a band that sits down.
Just do it like fucking concert band all year long. The symphonic band. That's what it is.
We're going to go in our parades.
You want to learn to play
we're going to have a parade.
You want to learn to play the goddamn clarinet? Sit your ass down.
You're showing off with your walking and playing at the same time.
Nobody who's worth a damn wants to see you march around and form letters dressed as a toy soldier.
I don't know.
I hate marching bands. I've spoken about that before, though. I hate them. They're the worst. And they foster the worst kind of people, too. Everybody that I have ever heard talk about band camp has just made me want to punch them right in the teeth.
There's so much fun things that happen at band camp.
Yeah, there's so much fun shit that happens at band camp. Like, we all, like... give each other sexually transmitted autism.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. You hear people come back from band camp and it really seems like they all fucked and they all contracted autism.
Sticky flutes. Yeah, BAMES. Sticking Flutes and Pussies.
Ah, American Pie. That did that come out before Conrad was born?
When did I don't think so. I think I was born for that.
Oh, man.
99.
Yeah, he was...
I would have been six.
Kai was 16. He probably went to it.
I don't think I saw it in the theater, but I saw it shortly after on video. Probably on VHS. Maybe on DVD.
I know what VHS tapes are.
Yeah.
You and Fleenus.
Those box-looking things.
Oversized cassettes. That
when Fleenus was a true baby. Actually, yeah, in 99, Fleenus was a baby.
CG Lover says, I went to band camp. It was fun. Okay, I don't know anything about that, Kyle. Yeah, no, I know. I've definitely heard people who went to band camp talk about how fun it is, but then they start describing the shit they did, like Chubby Bunny.
I don't. What the fuck is with Chubby
Bunny? That's where you put as many marshmallows in your mouth as possible.
Yeah, I just want to drown them. I want Jason Voorhees to come after them.
I hope you get killed by a murderer.
I hope your band camp was at Camp Crystal Lake.
Wow.
So I lost my train of thought. I know I have more to say about the sexism thing. I know when I was reading the forum thread about this, there was something that Sean Ryan said that made me just kind of go, like, fucking, how dare you? What was it? The damsel in distress, this is CG Lover, the damsel in distress argument made in the video may in fact be applicable as a form of sexism in certain situations, but I do not think it was true for the example she cited. Sean Ryan says, which example do you mean? She had a ton in that video. The point I got out of it, and I kind of agree, is that the overuse of these tropes make video games less relatable and possibly carrying a harmful message for female players. I also agree with Kyle in that the damsel trope isn't necessarily bad, because like he said, if some bad dudes beat up and kidnap my girlfriend, I'm especially motivated to kick all their asses to get her back. This works fine for guys who play, but maybe not so much for girls. Again, what I got out of the video is that if you're developing a game's characters or plot, be aware that the damsel trope may be too easy a scenario to apply, and it makes your game less accessible to a broader market. See what I did there? Because he said broader, like girls. The common argument is that video games are typically targeted for boys because 2/3 of gamers are boys. Well, that's kind of the point. More girls would get into video games if the games were more relatable. And then you'd have more people you can sell your games to. Where is it? Okay. Basically, the idea that I reacted negatively to was, I guess it wasn't explicitly stated, but the idea basically is, you know, you shouldn't make these games, and you should make these other games. And I think that is just weirdly arrogant. Like, you know, there are way too many games where a girl gets kidnapped. So we should make less of those, and we should make more of games where a girl is strong. Like, that's fine. You want to make that game, make it.
That's what Street Fighter's for.
Yeah, that's Street Fighter.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other fucking thing. Like
the real story and other shit.
When I was a kid and I played Street Fighter 2 for the first time, my favorite character was Chun-Li. And it wasn't because I wanted to fuck her. It was because she was my favorite character.
Yeah.
And I've heard lots of guys say that.
Yeah. I mean, she's a good character.
And I'm sure you could come up with some reason why she's a sexist depiction of women. Well, she might kick a lot of ass, but sometimes she turns upside down and you can see, like, her panties. So,
oh, no.
That's sexism because everybody knows that women don't actually wear panties.
No, they don't.
God. There's, like, one of the things Anita Sarkeesian said in that video that I think we didn't get to was she talks about the scene in the beginning of Double Dragon where the guy punches the girl, throws her over his shoulder and walks away. And she's like, and in several of these depictions, because there are a lot of different versions of the game, in several of them, you can see some of her exposed panties, which is, you know, yeah, I get it. Okay. So they had to have done that on purpose. Like they didn't accidentally draw her panties.
Accidentally program panties.
Yeah. But so what? Who?
Would you rather there not be panties and have a vagina just flying in the middle of the game?
Even if they did that because they thought this'll give people boners, so the fuck what? Who cares? Like, is some... I don't understand. What is it? Is some girl seeing this game and going, that's me. All anybody wants from me is to punch me and show my panties off. What do you...
Well, yeah, that's what I do to most girls.
If people... If you don't like it, don't buy it. And if you want to a certain game to be made, go out there and make it. But what do you think is happening? What do you think these games are doing to people? How, like, this? You think this is like some kind of subliminal programming thing that's happening to people? Like, if I see five pairs of panties, I automatically think I'm inferior as a female. Don't know what you think is happening.
As a man, if I see too many pairs of panties, I'm gonna have to go rape someone.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm ashamed to say it, but I've raped a lot of chicks, and I really think it all stems back to all those panty shots I saw in anime.
All those video games and animes.
If I just hadn't seen all those fan service shots in my Japanese animes, I don't think I would have raped.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck do you think is happening? Yeah, like, it infantilizes women. Because nobody's, like, the worst thing that you'll say about a guy, and it is bad, but is that it'll make him kind of an asshole. But it infantilizes women. Like, if you think this shit is brainwashing your kids, what you're saying is that your kids are so fucking dumb that they can be kind of indirectly, weirdly told that they're stupid and weak by a video game, and the video game never says that to them, but they see other women and think, oh, that must be what I am, and
I have to act this way.
So you're so weak-minded that a video game can make you weak? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. People are weird.
I'm looking at the chat again. Exposed panties totally don't matter, though. It's fucking underwear. The objectification argument is such horseshit. Yeah, and the objectification thing, yeah, like, don't wander around in real life thinking women are just sex objects, but it's, like, to masturbate to the idea of a woman or a Sports Illustrated cover or porn or a cartoon character of a woman, and when you're jerking off, all you want is to bust a fucking nut, so you don't care about their fucking personality unless you're a gay guy. that's not what it's about. Of course you're objectifying them, but that doesn't, like, unless you're some kind of broken retard, that doesn't mean jerk, 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 pfft, oh, and now my brain is broken and I've forgotten that they're people.
That you would have to be a broken person.
Now they're just end tables I want to fuck. It doesn't make any sense. What fucking world are you people living in? I don't get it. I think people come up with these pet theories and they teach them to each other, and they go to, like, gender studies courses and human sexuality courses and women's studies courses and shit, and it just gets spread around. People write stupid fucking books, and it's no different from people who honestly believe in the secret, you know, like the thinking positively and, like, wishing things into existence, basically.
Yeah.
It's no different. Those people are fucking crazy. That's not a thing that happens in the world. There is something to be said potentially for the power of positive thinking, because it can put you in the kind of mood to be more of a go-getter, so you can accomplish more in your life because you were thinking positively and you were going out there. But it doesn't. It's not magic. You can't will things to happen. That's not how. And that's what the secret is. It's like, let's. If I want it bad enough, it'll fucking happen. If I believe it, it'll be. And it's just not true, and it's crazy, but it's all over the place. It's like Oprah's bullshit. Like, so many people buy in. It's the same thing with like objectification and sexist tropes and the idea that we're hurting little girls.
We should make a shooter video game like Call of Duty. Just for girls.
Yeah, I want to make. Yeah. No, I want to make a game.
You hold a pony in your hands and you shoot little unicorns. Rainbow shots out its ass.
No. I want to make a game. I want to market it to little girls, but when they get it, they'll find it. They'll find that it stars a dude, and it's like a side-scrolling beat 'em up. But nice. But instead of punching or kicking or whatever, the guy just opens his mouth and a word bubble flies out that says something like "you're fat" or "you're stupid."
And they're all women enemies.
"Make me a sandwich." "Take your shoes off and make a baby." And
take your shoes off.
And all of the bad guys are women, but like they don't attack at all. They just you wander around. They're always facing the other way, so you walk up behind them.
Oh, you sneak up on them.
And yeah, and when you hit them with the word bubble, they cower in fear. And eventually they start crying, and eventually they just melt into a puddle.
Into a puddle of tears.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yep. That's the whole game. There are no bosses. It's just that. And it never stops. There's no end game. It just scrolls infinitely, and there are more and more women for you to berate.
It doesn't even keep track of your points.
No, of course not. No, you just go around berating women, and we market this to little girls. And you know, and if we quiz them afterward, and if this has damaged their self-esteem somehow, we kill them. we throw them into a pit, and we light them all on fire.
Oh, do you ask them a series of 30 questions?
No, we're not trying to learn if they can talk.
Women don't need to talk.
Women don't need to talk anyway.
Yeah, we'll call it Spec Ops The Line 2.
Spec Ops The Line. Marketed as MLP The Game. Yeah.
I love MLP.
I'm
kidding.
My Little Pony?
Yeah.
Major League Poning.
Major League Ponies. Pussies. I'd watch that.
My Little Pony's okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Luke doesn't like it.
I have not watched any of it. I just don't.
Why do you hate women?
Yeah. Mostly because I hate women. That's why I don't watch MLP.
Because they're all females.
No. I feel like if I watched My Little Pony, I'd turn into a Chad Beatsy kind of guy. And I just...
Because it'll do it to you, right? Just like the video games will make women into simpering fuckwits. Watching My Little Pony, it'll make you a furry.
Yeah,
automatically. Yeah. One episode.
No, I can't. I can't even watch one episode. It's just.
Anybody? Anybody listening? Have anything they want to say to any of this insane shit I've been spewing?
Is anyone upset or offended?
I doubt anyone's upset or offended. It seems like CG Lover maybe doesn't agree with me, but I don't think anyone's upset or offended.
No, we're not.
Although if someone is, though, I would love it if you would call in.
I always have a good story saved up, so.
Metroid Other M being dumb and lame. Yeah.
I'm fine with you thinking Metroid Other M is dumb and lame. I just... What bothers me about the whole sexism in video games thing is that I think 90% of it isn't sexism. And even if it was, go fuck yourself. That's what I think.
It's just people.
If you don't want to be offended by it, don't fucking play it.
A lack of creativity, I can agree with. Like, there are a shit ton of games where you're some generic dude who has to save some generic characterless female. I 100% agree. That is not very creative, not very inspired. I don't think it's a harmful trope.
It's just how video games have been over the years, though.
I don't even like, when I was talking to Zex, we talked a little bit about the new Tomb Raider, and I don't know that much about it. But like the old Tomb Raider games, where she had, where she looked like a weird Michael Jackson with giant tits and short shorts. That was like sexist because, oh, well, yeah, we got a strong female character, but she's all tits and ass. I don't care. Like,
because they're marketing it to the right guys, to the right people.
I don't even give a fucking
horny guys that also play video games.
I don't even give a fuck who they're marketing it to. It doesn't. It just doesn't matter. It just isn't a thing. Like, oh, no. Oh, I hate the body image shit. Like, we can't, you know, it's wrong that we put all these hot chicks all over our magazines and our TV and our movies. And when we put them in magazines, I mean, TV and movies are bad enough because they get dressed by professionals and they have personal trainers and we put all kinds of makeup on them and we light them just right. They look perfect. But then in the magazines, we Photoshop them so they look more perfect than they are in real life, even with the makeup and stuff, man. It just isn't fair. It sends this message to women that this is what they're supposed to look like. And then they don't look like that and they feel worthless inside. Well, toughen the fuck up, ladies, because you know what it is. Like, we all know, unless you're 8, we all know that people in movies and on TV are wearing makeup. We all know that they're being Photoshopped. And even if you didn't know, it's on you that you see the cover of a magazine with a hot chick on it and you think, that should be me. I should look like that, but I don't. Oh, fuck my life. That's on you, man. This is the hand you were dealt. Deal with it like fucking everybody. And it's not like there's nothing you can do either. Like, there's not a whole lot you can do about your face. Like, if this is a real issue for you, if you're like, I'm so fucking ugly, I just gotta cut myself, possibly end my life. Well, then good. Then end your life, because you're a waste of fucking space if that's the way your brain works. If you're like, I'm too ugly to live, then you are. Then you're right. Kill yourself.
If you got a shitty face, the best thing you can do is get a high paying job and just
tell everybody else to fuck them.
But if you're worried, see, I don't necessarily think you should be worried about it, but if you are, go get some fucking makeup.
Yeah.
And if your face is too far gone for that, tough it out until adulthood, save up some money. If this is such a big issue to you, save up some money and go get some surgery.
Yeah.
And most people's faces are passable enough. And if you're paying any attention at all, most dudes, I don't get it, but most dudes are not that picky.
No, not well.
So if you've got, if your face doesn't look like a bulldog, and sometimes even if it does,
they'll probably fuck you.
You can find a guy who will fuck you, who will marry you, who will make 10,000 babies with you and live the rest of his life with you, and you can both be miserable pieces of shit together. So you don't even really need to do much if this is such a big issue to you. And the only one making it such a big issue to you is you. If you're fine with it, then it's fine. Other people may occasionally have something to say about it. And then it's up to you to decide if you care about that or not. And it's none of any, like, nobody needs to hold your hand through it. We don't need to change everything everyone else is doing around you to make you not feel bad because of ideas you put in your own head.
But I'm sad.
Kill yourself. Do you think suicide should be a legal option?
It kind of is stupid that it's not. I mean, do you mean assisted suicide or just suicide?
Yeah, assisted suicide.
If I walked into the doctor and said, I want to be dead.
Well, not even the doctor, just
a clinic.
Like a clinic or like a new job where they assist you in killing yourself.
I think, like,
euthanasia should be encouraged. Yeah, babes.
I think, like, killing yourself, I think it's dumb that killing yourself is illegal, and I think it is illegal to kill yourself, but it's so fucking dumb.
It's not that it's so much illegal as it is you're going to get, like, committed to a hospital on insanity.
It's attempted murder also.
Well, I think it actually is illegal to kill yourself, which is completely stupid because if you're successful, I could be wrong about that. I mean, I'm not a fucking lawyer. I'm not reading the law books. But I think it is, which is completely retarded if it's true, if it is illegal, because if you succeed, you're fucking dead. Who are you prosecuting? And if you don't succeed, they never charge you. Like, they never, ever charge a person who just tried to commit suicide with trying to commit suicide. So it's completely fucking stupid. But I don't think people should kill themselves. I think it's a really dumb idea. But we let people do all kinds of really dumb stuff. And if anybody should be in charge of whether you live or die, it should probably be you. So if somebody wants to kill themselves, I'm a little torn on it because sometimes it's like, oh, I'm depressed and if I want to kill myself. But if somebody could stop me long enough to get me on a couple of pills, like 3 weeks from now, I would be so glad that they stopped me. So I'm a little torn on it because of that. But I feel weird about the idea that we can tell people they can't end their own lives. Assisted suicide, I think, is slightly different because, like, usually when people talk about assisted suicide, they mean, like, oh, this person is like bedridden and in so much pain. They can't do anything. They're hooked up to machines all the time. Their life is going to end anyway, and we're just stretching it out as long as we can and making them endure all this pain. If they want to end their lives, they need assistance. And so the argument would be, well, then if they want to do it, let them do it. Let them put themselves out of their misery and make it okay for people to assist in the suicide. I think that's depressing, but okay. Like, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like the way you just described it, where I just walk into a doctor's office and say, I want to die.
Oh, no. God, no. Not that. I mean, if there it was going to be like a legal thing, there would.
I mean, there should be a process.
I think in the places where it is legal, they have to meet with you like 3 or 4 times before they actually do it.
Yeah, I just...
to make sure that you're...
I think if you're otherwise healthy, like if the only thing wrong with you is that you want
to
die...
there has to be other shit wrong with you too. You can't just not want to be around anymore.
Basically, I think if you could kill yourself, you shouldn't be able to get somebody else to kill you. Because it causes all kinds of weird bullshit. Like, okay, now maybe a family member didn't like the idea of you dying, of you committing suicide. And so now they file charges against the person who assisted you with it. And they're like, my relative never would have gone for suicide. So you must have just murdered them. And you're using your job as a suicide guy to cover your tracks. And that's a real possibility, is like some guy becomes an assisted suicide doctor and then somehow becomes like a crafty serial killer kind of guy.
Well, I don't even know how you would do that, because I would assume if you're going to be legal, like with a doctor or whatever, you'd have to sign paperwork and other shit. And is he going to be able to just forge everyone's signature?
I just think it opens up too many weird gray areas when you could just off yourself.
Yeah, just kill yourself.
But yeah, obviously you would need to get a bunch of documentation that this person definitely wanted this. I don't know. I'm fine with assisted suicide, at least in principle. If you want to die, I think you should be able to die.
Yeah.
Especially if
suicide booths.
If you're just being a bum.
It would clear up the homeless population real quick.
Really? You think that they would wander into suicide booths?
They started killing themselves.
How can they afford to kill themselves? Knives are expensive.
You know, I think depictions of homeless people in the media are really unfair. They're kind of homelessist, and I think it's really...
in favor of or against?
Against.
I think it's really taking a toll on our homeless community. I think we're really lowering their self-esteem. Because in movies and TV and stuff, they always look like they smeared coffee grounds all over their face, and they're wearing 10 coats covered in dog piss. And they're missing teeth and stuff. And, you know, there are some homeless people who are quite handsome and upwardly mobile. And I just think, you know, a homeless guy wanders by a TV store and he looks at the movie and he sees a homeless guy on TV and he thinks, that's me. I'm a piece of shit. And I think that's not fair.
Yeah, it really is too bad that they have to treat people like that.
I think there should be more movies and TV shows with homeless people in them. As the main characters who are billionaires.
What?
I think...
the actor would be a billionaire.
No. I mean the character.
Like they pretend to be a homeless
person? Like they're voluntarily homeless. Like, you know what? I may have billions of dollars, but I don't want a house. I want to live in an alley. And
he's got like...
and they don't have like shitty trash fires. Like they have like a nice new tire that they pile, you know, Starbucks trash in. Like, you know, nice trash.
Nice trash.
And they light it with a Zippo, like a custom Zippo with their initials engraved in it.
Wow.
Yeah, like these are, you know, upscale homeless people.
Yeah.
I think
live on the rich side of town.
I think that would really balance things out and do
he's
a
not
service.
As much homeless as he is without an alley at this point.
Yeah. It's just an alternative lifestyle, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why you can't accept that.
He's so hipster. You went homeless before everyone else.
I don't know why you guys are all so closed-minded about homeless people.
You opened my eyes, man.
Connor, you were talking shit about homeless people 5 minutes ago. You're like, oh, those fucking homeless people. I was asking for money. Come on.
They're not bad people.
Next homeless guy I see, I'm going to give him a sandwich. What?
I don't know. It'd
be nice. It's a
weird thing to say.
No, homeless people need food.
Well, would you boys like to hear about some things that I got that I read on the Facebook?
Yeah, of course.
I've been pretty bad about reading the Facebook. I haven't even been reading my personal Facebook wall lately. Like, my ex-roommate, John, I don't know how long you guys have been listening, if you're familiar with ex-roommate John.
I've been listening long enough.
Well, ex-roommate John had a baby.
Yeah, oh.
I think on Friday, like last Friday, he had a baby, and I didn't know about it until yesterday. I knew he had one on the way, but I didn't know that the baby was born until like yesterday, because I finally looked at my Facebook. That's, I guess, how I get news from friends. And the baby's like home already. So
wow.
It
was quick.
Yeah, so he's got a baby now. So I haven't been reading my Facebook like at all. And so I haven't been reading the Itch Hat Facebook really either. And so I've been missing some stuff. Paul Van Schoik said, Kyle, I thought you might enjoy this video I made. It is intended as a joke to poke fun at pseudoscience. It purposely makes bold claims with no evidence and succeeded in pissing off tons of people. The comments are much funnier than the video itself. It was never my intent to offend so many people, but it happened. So he posted a link to this video that he made called Asians Are Aliens, which I don't know this guy really, so I don't know if he knows this or not or if it's coincidence, but that was like a thing on Red Bar Radio for a while, that Asians are aliens. There was a thing they talked about quite a bit back in like 2007, 2008 or something like that. So I just posted the YouTube link in the chat. I have not watched this. I'm going to watch it. Asians are aliens, and there's a picture of like a Tibetan monk head or something.
What I intend to expose today is the best kept secret in all of human existence.
Okay, now there's a picture of a naked alien next to a naked man.
You might have clicked on this video because you thought it would be funny, thought the title was amusing or something. But by the time you finish, I know you'll be 100% convinced that Asians are the descendants of extraterrestrials. If you have an ounce of logic in you, that'll become clear.
I like that. If you have, it's like challenging the viewer.
Of scientific evidence that validates the statement I've made here. The first that we'll go over is the I Ching, China's first book. It was written about 100,000 years ago and states that beings from the heavens began visiting the Earth when mankind was very young. I'm going to estimate that that's probably about 1 million BC. The aliens, they found early humans to be extremely attractive. They made many trips to Earth so that they could make love to them.
That's why I'd go to Earth. I want to fuck all
them
humans.
The aliens found humans very attractive and made many trips to Earth so they could make love with them. That's pretty good.
These early humans in Asia soon began giving birth to alien human offspring. These offspring grew up and were vastly superior to their human parents. They had much greater intellect than their parents. And so in an effort to clean their society, these alien offspring began to kill their human parents until there were none left.
Oh no!
The aliens were horrified with this, and they began to stop visiting Earth at that point.
The aliens were mad at their half-human kids.
They're mad at their half-breed children.
They're like, why do you keep killing your sexy parents? Oh, God.
They were shamed of what they had done. Now, we don't see them very often. They only occasionally visit to study our modern society.
They stop by for a one-night stand every once in a while.
Every few million years.
The children that they left behind founded early Chinese society. The rest of that, of course, is history. We have many documents about their culture from that point on. Let's take a look at more evidence outside of the ancient text. The first thing we'll look at here is the similarities in appearance. We see that both the aliens that are encountered today and the Chinese, Asian people.
Yeah.
The aliens that are encountered today.
Yeah, you know, like the ones you bump into at Walmart.
Don't you mean Mexicans?
You mean Mexicans? Yeah, yeah. No, sometimes I do see Mexicans that look kind of Asian.
Yeah, I don't. What is he talking about, though?
Well, he's talking about. See today. I think
that's
it's
a fucking made up drawn picture.
I think it's pretty obvious what he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, the typical the grays with the big heads and the big black eyes, and not. I mean, the video is like that. This is really happening, but
we're playing it along with you.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what it's referencing. It's like whenever people talk about seeing aliens being abducted by aliens, they all pretty much describe the same thing. That's what he's talking about. It's not that confusing.
CG says
YouTube have slanted eyes. That's very clear in these images. They both have bald heads, very little hair on their bodies. They're both short in stature.
Do you think female aliens have big bushes?
I don't know.
Well, if you look at the rest of their body, it doesn't look like they have any hair follicles at all, so probably not.
Yeah, but that's kind of true of Asians, too. And then you watch an Asian porn, and it's like, Jesus Christ.
Who were you talking to last week that said that that's not actually...
Fernand Man.
Fernand Man.
I'm not sure I believe him. He's probably banging...
Didn't happen.
He's probably banging half-Asian tourists.
Yeah.
Anyway.
CG Lover says the description says this is satire.
Well, yeah, no duh. Did you read my description of it when I read about the guy who posted it saying I made this as a joke?
I was not.
With a few exceptions in the Asians because of some human DNA, of course. They both have small noses. Very apparent in these images here. The second piece of evidence that I would like to propose to you is the use of chi. Alien beings have massive amounts of chi.
I love it. The second piece of evidence I would like to, show to you is the usage of chi. And then it shows like a drawing of a... I don't know if it was supposed to be a Chinese drawing or a Japanese drawing or whatever, but it's like a dude shooting waves of energy out of his hands. And then... Hold on, I gotta see that part again. Hold on.
Alien beings have massive amounts of chi.
Okay, yeah, alien beings have massive amounts of chi, and right then it cuts to like a CG picture of a spaceship, I guess? Like doing the space equivalent of a sonic boom with all this blue and purple energy shit spewing off of it. Oh, it's beautiful.
This is what allows them to fly around the universe at faster than light speeds.
That explains that they have chi-powered spaceships.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense to me now.
They typically have a glow surrounding them in our sightings. Their offspring, the Asians, do not possess the same...
the Asian. It almost sounds disapproving.
The Asians. Them Asians.
Level of chi, but they do still have small amounts contained in their DNA. This is self-evident.
More like chi-NA.
We look at their incredible physical skills and their extraordinary ability to do math. The third piece of evidence that I'd like to submit to you outside of the text is the similarities in language.
The similarities in language. He's got alien language. He's got alien language to compare to Asian language. This is pretty good.
Simply has to look at this Chinese writing and compare it to the writing we have found from various alien craft crashes to realize that modern aliens and modern Asians have almost identical forms of language. Here's another example. Comparing the two. Notice how their squiggles in which they communicate are very...
Their squiggles. I love the idea of somebody watching this and thinking it's dead serious.
Similar indeed. So we have the writings of the I Ching, the similarities in appearance, the unexplained use of...
He spelled appearance wrong.
...similarities in language. Are you convinced? If you have your own evidence supporting our theory, please leave it in the comments below. Until then, thank you very much for watching. I hope now that you are convinced of what I've tried to teach you. I believe that it is unfortunate to go through life living the lie in which we live. Go forth and spread the word.
Thanks, man. I love it. I've definitely seen videos that are like exactly like this, but they are serious and they're talking about like the moon landing or 9/11 or something, but it's the exact same shit with like the fading in titles, like, and they end with shit like convinced. I've definitely seen this exact same shit. It's like a perfect parody of it. I like it. It's quite nice. I got another thing on Facebook that I missed from Rick Albert. Rick Albert says, you should sell a pack. You could call it the Volcano Horse Pack. It would come with a t-shirt depicting the random acts of cruelty you've thought of doing to horses, an itch hat shot glass, wristbands, and stickers for $30 to $50 plus shipping. Another podcast I listened to did this and made around $900. I wonder if the other podcast he's talking about is Jim and Them. I haven't listened to them a ton, but I have listened to them, and they keep mentioning this thing called an Ogus pack, and I don't know what Ogus means in the first place, but they apparently sell these packs to people, and the only thing I know of that it comes with specifically is, like, you can get them to give you a nickname. Like, I'll hear people call into the show and be like, hey, I got my Ogus pack. I want my nickname. And then they'll give them a nickname, and it seems like they pull it from a list or something. I don't know. But it would make...
You can't just ask for a nickname.
Well, that's, like, part of the deal, though. Like, you buy this pack, and then we'll give you a nickname. I don't know how it works. if I did this, I definitely would not call it the Volcano Horse Pack. But that's fine. Like, that part... I mean, you know, I could modify the suggestion... But there's a lot of reasons I wouldn't do this, not the least of which being it requires a lot of money from me up front. Like when we do the t-shirts, right, the way we do them now, they're like print on demand from Spreadshirt, which means I don't have to order a shit ton of them and stock them in a bunch of different sizes and then ship them out to you, which would be more cost effective in the long run, but it would cost me a shit ton of money up front and I would need people to buy them or else I'd just be out a shit ton of money. And this would be worse than that because it would be t-shirts, shot glasses, wristbands. I don't even know what that would be. Do people wear podcast wristbands?
I haven't heard of that.
Like I used to have these wristbands. They're like little, like almost like exercise sweatbands that go around your wrist. One had like an NES controller on it that I got from Hot Topic a million years ago. I wore them around a little bit, but I don't know. I just can't imagine people buying itch hat wristbands and wearing them around. But then stickers and... I'd have to have all this stuff stocked up. So I'd have to buy all this stuff. And then, like, it would cost me a shit ton of money to put this together. And I could potentially make a profit off it after selling it all. But that would take a long time. Yeah, I'd have to sell it all and it would take a long time. And I don't have that kind of money to... like to do this up front. So I do appreciate the suggestion. I just don't think it's very realistic. I can't imagine how I would go about doing it. I don't have that kind of venture capital.
You could do a Kickstarter project and get fronted the money.
By who? who's gonna pay me through Kickstarter to allow me to make merchandise for a podcast they've never heard of?
That does sound like a plan a crazy person would have.
I don't know. People paid $150,000 to watch a YouTube series about this chick bashing video games.
Crazy things have happened, Kyle.
You're a crazier thing.
That's true.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, I've thought about trying to use Kickstarter in some way to help out the show, and I just can't imagine it ever working because the only reason there are two times that Kickstarter works. One is when you have an idea for a product and people... and it's something that people are interested in just because of what it is. Like I think I saw there was some kind of handheld gaming console thing that somebody wanted to make. It was it would play like emulated games and stuff or something. Yeah. I don't know, but people like thought it was neato, and so they contributed to it. Sometimes a video game, like an indie game, will work that way. Like, you see these screenshots and stuff, and you're like, I want to play that game, so I'll contribute to this thing. The other time it works is when people already know you from whatever it is you do. They're already fans, and you go on there and say, I want money to do a thing related to what you already like me for, and then they'll give you money because they're fans. And I don't have either of those things, really. We don't have enough fans. Like, if we had enough fans to do it that way, I wouldn't have to do it through Kickstarter. And nobody would go to Kickstarter and be like, this podcast wants to do a thing. I've never heard of it before. Fuck it. Here's a bunch of money to, like, make t-shirts. Or whatever. It would have to be a really cool project that would pull people in who had never heard of us before in order to get it to work. And I don't have any ideas like that at the moment. Like, I wanted to make an Edge Hat game, and maybe that would work if the game...
Do you have the patience to make an Edge Hat game?
Do I have... No, I don't. I need Adderall.
I was just going to say that. You need Adderall.
I think I could actually get some shit done if I had Adderall, but I wanted to make an Edge Hat game, and if it was a cool enough game idea, maybe it could work, but because it would be an Edge Hat game, I think that would count against it. You know,
well, what would you do?
Because there would be... In order to make it an Edge Hat game, there would have to be some amount... At least a minimal, you know, level of like in joke kind of stuff to it. And so people would be like, this game looks kind of cool, but I don't understand half of it. So.
Yeah. Ton of racism.
Ah, that's actually a pretty decent idea, Bames. I don't think it would work, but it's a better idea than what I was just talking about. Use Kickstarter so the internet will buy you video games to review and then do the Aldi reviews. Are you guys familiar with the Aldi reviews?
I know.
Before we started the podcast, I was doing video game reviews as Aldi, Orion's girlfriend, baby mama, and she's foreign. She's from Bosnia, and she actually, when she writes stuff, it's perfect English, and even when she speaks, it's perfect fluent English. There's an accent, but
it just sounds crazy.
But when I would write these Aldi reviews, I would really play up the foreign aspect. And the fact that she's completely disinterested in the games, and I would always make her review really old games, like NES games. And they're pretty funny. And yeah, I could maybe convince people to give me money to do a bunch of those.
Yeah. Well, and then you can spend the money on Adderall.
Zex, Edge Hat racist the game?
It would be racist, Edge Hat the game.
You know what? Actually, I don't think... I have a notebook somewhere where I was writing down ideas for an Edge Hat game, and I don't think there really is any racism in it.
Well, there needs to be. Work on that. Yeah.
There are all kinds of other things in there, but no racism. And you know what? I wasn't... this doesn't matter because it's not like a thing that I'm doing, but in my head, when I was conceptualizing the whole thing, I wasn't even sure if I was going to include... like curse words, not because I give a shit, not because I'm like, oh, I want it to be family friendly or whatever, but like there's kind of an aesthetic, an overall aesthetic in my mind of what it would be like, and they kind of just didn't seem like they would fit. But I don't know how to explain that any better, and like I said, we're talking about a thing that's not happening, so
yeah.
This is all falling apart, said Bames a little while ago. I don't know, fucking lag. You guys, how you feel about calling it quits? Because, I feel like I'm running dry here.
Yeah. Conrad's been yawning. He's been sleepy faced.
I feel like
story.
We had some decent moments and then a bunch of shit ones.
Intimate moments before and after and during.
Well, that's you guys.
Yeah.
You guys have been having...
We'll send you pictures. We're both legal, so...
All kinds of intimate moments in that basement. Oh.
We'll send you pictures of our butts.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, just for you.
Remember the log halfway out.
God. Shit, Orion hasn't talked in hours.
It doesn't have to be a shit log. It can be the other brother's dick.
Yeah.
Halfway out. Halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a tip. Did you have a story? Oh, I'm going to share my awesome story.
He's got an excellent story to tell.
So, you know, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned how my car had a cassette player in it. Well, I totaled that car. Because I did the stupidest thing you could ever do. I hit a fire truck.
What were you doing?
I was going to school. I was like, hey, that fire truck is calling me names.
Were you texting your BFF?
fire truck is being a dickhead.
It was just there in front of me, and what? I was just like, I'm going to hit it.
Okay, enough really, really funny jokes. What really happened?
He wasn't paying attention, and he hit a fucking fire truck.
I don't know. How do you miss a fire truck? Well, I guess you didn't miss the fire truck, but...
No, I got road shit sprayed up on my windshield, and my wipers didn't make it any clearer, and it actually made it worse.
Yeah, I think I could see a fire truck through that.
If you can't see at all, though...
What, he was following behind the fire truck.
What kind of shit is on your roads that you can't see at all?
Dude, I live in fucking Minnesota.
So what was it? Snow?
Yeah, like snow, it was slush, like
snow, slush, and dirt.
Yeah, still. I mean, it's not like completely opaque. I think I could see a fire truck.
It's kind of bullshit.
My wiper blades weren't that good, though. So
I think I could see a big red blur and think I probably shouldn't drive through that.
Don't hit the big fucking red truck. This is coming from the kid who's hit stop signs before, though.
Yeah, one stop sign.
It's ironic because his car didn't keep moving after he hit the stop sign.
I had a couple of mini accidents when I first started driving. Like once, and this was when I first started driving. Once I tapped somebody's bumper at a stop sign because I just didn't stop fast enough. I didn't, like, it wasn't an accident, though. And apparently they must have, like, not had insurance or had some, like, outstanding warrants or something because they peeled out and took off. So I didn't even have to deal with it. Another time, when I was going to community college, I pulled up to the building that my class was in. And there was a little parking lot there. And the parking spaces were right up against the wall. And I just bumped the brick wall.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
In a parking.
Yeah, it's not an accident. That doesn't count.
And the only other times I've ever hit stuff have been like ice related accidents. And they still haven't been bad. Like one time I broke a headlight because I was taking a turn into a parking lot and my wheels just slid and I ended up sliding headlight first into a pole. You guys gone? Or did you mute yourselves or what happened? All of a sudden it got real quiet. They're still on the line. Just a sec.
All right, there we go. Sorry, my headset is...
He's got a wireless receiver that just pulled out.
No, I didn't. I didn't pull it out. I tapped it, and it like dropped connection.
It's called an ellipsis.
Okay. Well, anyway, this wasn't very interesting stuff I was saying, but I'll just finish it real quick. I accidentally slid into a pole at the entrance to a parking lot once because I was making a turn. And I slid on the ice. And another time, I slid very slowly, but I couldn't actually stop into the back of somebody's car at a stoplight. So and then we both pulled over and got out and checked it out. And there was no damage because I was going super slow sliding across the ice because I had mostly come to a stop. And we both agreed, fuck it. Let's just go on with our day. Other than that, I've never really been in an accident.
Yeah, I've never hit another vehicle. I've slid around once and I hit like a metal guardrail, but I was going like 20. It doesn't count.
All right, let's end this thing.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Well, as usual, everybody, thanks for listening. You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com. Do you guys know where they can email Orion?
You can email Orion at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Nicely done. You can check out our forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. You can get in there and say stuff about sexism that's going to make me all mad. You can check out the Twitter and the Facebook, facebook.com/idchat and twitter.com/idchat. I don't think I had a really good joke this week on Twitter. It's too bad. I did say I was drawing an angry goose, so that was kind of funny, I guess. And you can check out the Spreadshirt, itchhat.spreadshirt.com. You can buy excellent Turtle Team shirts, pony shirts, logo shirts, all the shirts. And you can donate. You can send us all your monies, because I need it. I should have people donate toward me buying the stuff to put those packs together and then make them buy the packs.
Yeah, all your money.
Yeah. And that's it, right? That's it.
I think that's it.
So Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word.